for this because I had a look on the way in here as to what the number one performance was this year for a 70-year-old in Britain.
2 days.
just as a sort of comparison. Ranked first in the country is a gentleman who 3 weeks ago in Llanelli, in Wales, ran 3:24. So my message is, beat that.
My message is, up yours.
I thought it would be. So listen, for all those people running tomorrow, I've got the easiest job in the world. We've got to be sat down on our bottoms for 5 hours or whatever when the broadcast is on, stuffing our face with bacon sandwiches and drinking cups of coffee. I know, it's lovely, isn't it? But the best of luck. If the target tomorrow is £500,000 to be raised, that is just phenomenal. I gather you were just short last year? Yeah. So let's go through the barrier this year and set new targets for JDRF. And let's hope that one day a cure is found. I shall be there. I promise I will wave back if somebody waves at me. If you dress as a rhino, you can piss off. Please don't get passed by a rhino. That would just be... Are you listening, Humphrey?
I am.
The very, very best of luck. I think it's going to be a fantastic day. Yes, start slowly and just ease your way into the race. But the last bit of advice, which I should have mentioned about 10 minutes ago, was it came from a guy called John Tracy, who is an Irish marathon runner who won a bronze medal back in 1984 at the Los Angeles Olympics. And he was talking to an audience like this with a lot of first-timers in it. And it was actually before a half marathon. And he said, whatever you do, however you feel when you're coming down the home straight, you've got a perfect home straight here, just in front of the Queen's balcony, 200 yards to the finish. You'll see it, and you'll be desperate to clamber over the line. No matter how bad you feel, no matter how bad your legs are chafing together, your bum's aching, your legs are aching, doesn't matter, when you cross the line, for God's sake, smile. Because your photograph will be taken on the finish line, and you don't want a photograph taken as you cross the finish line looking awful. Are you listening, ladies? Okay. So have a great time. The very best of luck, as always, to JDRF. I really mean it. I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow, weather permitting, and I hope it all goes well, and I hope you raise masses of money. So good luck to all of you. And the co-authors are Steve Backley and Roger Black, who will be names, I'm sure, that are well known to you. Former 400-metre runner, silver medalist in the Olympics, and Steve Backley, who won 3 medals at the Olympics. And there are 2 quotes in here. This book is full of quotes in terms of inspiration. And one which I like, which is relevant to tomorrow, is self-belief is the foundation of a great performance. If anybody's on the start line thinking, I'm not going to finish this, or I'm going to do badly today, maybe you will, because that is what your mindset is. So get on the start line thinking, this is going to be one of the greatest days of my life. And another one I really like is, it's just great, it starts off beautifully. Insanity is doing the same things over and over again. I know from my experience in athletics as well. So just feel good about yourself when you get up tomorrow morning. Just feel positive, and I'm sure tomorrow will go brilliant.